Hello and welcome back to the Bulldog Sports Report. I'm Daniel Kiefner.
I'm Casey, and it's time again to recap our sporting events from the past week.
And discuss upcoming events this week.
The Concordia baseball team just wrapped up their first three games of the season against top-ranked opponents. The Bulldogs lost to 11th-ranked Oklahoma City University in the opening game of their season, losing 6-5 in extra innings. 5th-ranked Bellevue University defeated the Bulldogs 18-10 in Concordia's second game on Saturday. On Sunday, the Bulldogs would match up against Oklahoma City for the second time and fell 22-12 in an offensive heavy game.
To preface the information we're about to discuss, if you flash back to 2 years ago, current junior and freshman at the time Joey Grabanski set a single-season home run record for the Bulldogs with 17 in his 2021 campaign. Now we have to talk about last season. The Bulldogs had four batters that surpassed that record.
Junior Jaden Adams, graduate Keaton Kandor, and Grabanski all finished the season with 18 home runs. Junior Jaden Quinn, who transferred from Wabash Valley College, now holds the single-season home run record with 19 in his first season as a Bulldog.
With all that said, the Bulldogs currently have three active players that are in the top five for career home runs in program history. To start the year, senior Jesse Garcia was sitting at second on the list with 38 career home runs. Grabanski was third on the all-time list with 35 home runs.
Fast forward to now, just after three games, Garcia has 39 home runs and Grabanski has 40. Garcia hit a home run in the game against Bellevue, and Grabanski racked up five homers with one in each of the first two games and three in the second game against Oklahoma.
In the second game against Oklahoma City, Grabanski finished the game going 5-for-5 with three home runs and nine RBIs. Grabanski is now one of six players to hit three home runs in a game in the program's history.
There's a lot to be on the lookout for this year for the Bulldogs, who are coming off a season in which they won the conference championship and came a game away from advancing to the NAIA World Series for the second year in a row.
The team will travel to Joplin, Missouri, where they will play Columbia College at noon and Central Methodist University at 5 p.m. on Saturday, February 18th. They will then play William Penn University at 10 a.m. and University of St. Mary at 12:30 p.m. on Sunday, February 19th.
Moving on to basketball, Concordia traveled to Crete last week to face off with the Tigers. Both the men and the women's teams picked up wins on the road. Sophomore Noah Shutt, along with having 27 points and 10 rebounds in the game, joined the 1,000-point club as a Bulldog. The women defeated the Tigers 92-80, while the men won an 85-79 tightly contested game.
The women's team played College of St. Mary on Friday, February 11th in Omaha. The Bulldogs extinguished the Flames, outscoring them 99-76. In the last four games, the Bulldogs' sophomore Tayshia Rushton has averaged 21 points per game and has shot 68% from the three-point line.
This week, the Bulldogs will finish their regular seasons with the men and women playing host to Briarcliff University on Wednesday, February 15th in Friedrich Arena, with a game time of 6 p.m. for the women and 7:45 p.m. for the men. This game will be the senior day for the women.
Following those games, the Bulldogs will travel to Mitchell, South Dakota, where the women will play Dakota Westland starting at 2 p.m., with the men following at 3:45 p.m.
The track and field team had a very successful day hosting the Concordia University invite. This precedes the upcoming Indoor Track and Field Great Plains Athletic Conference Championships that will be taking place Friday and Saturday, February 17th and 18th.
On Friday, February 10th, Concordia athletes collected 10 invite wins as well as adding five new additional national qualifying standards. Yet again, freshman Adriana Rodenkall has beat the school record in the women's 60-meter hurdles. This time her own record that she set a week prior at the Husker Invitational. The school record in the women's 60-meter hurdles is now 8.76 seconds, which got Rodenkall the win in the event by a hundredth of a second. Rodenkall also won the women's 200 meters at the invite.
National qualifying marks that were met during the invite included junior Camden Cessna in the men's mile, sophomore Hannah Newton in the women's high jump, senior Dane Buck in the men's weight throw, sophomore Jenna Esch in the women's 600 meters, and senior Rachel Battershell in the women's 400 meters.
Concordia will play host to the GPAC Championships with action beginning at 1 p.m. on Friday and 9 a.m. on Saturday. Good luck, Bulldogs.
The cheer and dance teams had a busy week with the newly established York University Crown Classic invite on Friday, February 10th. The following day, Concordia played host to 18 total NAIA schools for the Concordia University Duels.
The cheer team had an outstanding performance on Friday at the new Crown Classic event, scoring a new program record of 82.03 points. The previous record was 77.2 points against Morningside University in the team's first performance of the year. This gave Concordia a fourth place finish out of the 15 cheer teams that participated in the event.
On Saturday, February 11th, the team had two duels against Kansas Wesleyan and Columbia College. In the first duel, the women scored 72.45 points, and Kansas Wesleyan posted a score of 77.55. Despite the loss, the Bulldogs performed again for their second duel and increased their score to a 79.7, outperforming Columbia College, who posted a 46.4. 79.7 points would mark the second highest score for the team, not only on the season, but also second highest in program history.
At the York Classic, the Concordia dance team finished in a tie for fourth place out of 14 teams with a score of 80.33. After placing third at the Doan Invite on February 3rd with a score of 78.97, the team improved their score, helping them reach the 80 mark again, the fourth time they've done so this year.
During the Concordia Day of Duels, the Bulldogs would match up with the GPAC opponent, Northwestern, and fellow NAIA opponent, William Penn University. In their first duel against Northwestern, the Bulldogs outscored the Red Raiders 79-63.1 points. Against William Penn, the Bulldogs posted an impressive 82.95 points to just outreach William Penn's 82.65.
With the duel wins, Concordia remains undefeated through their first four duels of the year. The cheer and dance teams will travel to Sioux City, Iowa on Saturday, February 18th for the Dort University Invite.
This weekend, the wrestling team will be traveling to Crete, where they will participate in the GPAC Championships. The national championships will take place on March 3rd and 4th in Park City, Kansas.
Now for tennis. First of all, I have to apologize. I forgot to mention last week that the men and women tennis teams would be back in action for the first time since October 8th, matching up with Grandview University last week. That action was meant to see the men's team traveling to Des Moines, Iowa, and the women's team were supposed to take on Grandview at home. Those matchups were postponed.
Upcoming this week, the Bulldogs will be in action at the Walls Fieldhouse on Monday, February 13th. Action will begin at 1:45 p.m. for men and women. Also this week, on Saturday, February 18th, the teams will travel to Lincoln, where they will face Pratt Community College starting at 1:45 p.m.
Now for softball. The Concordia softball team will open its season on Saturday and Sunday, February 18th and 19th, in Kansas City, Missouri. At 11 a.m. on Saturday, they will play Mid-American Nazarene University, followed by a 1 p.m. game against Missouri Valley University. On Sunday at 11 a.m., they will play Baker University and will finish the weekend with a matchup against Benedictine College at 1 p.m.
Not only will this mark the start of the softball season, it also comes with the beginning of a new leader at the helm. The Bulldogs have a new head coach, Brock Kohler, who spent the last 9 years as the Grand Island Central Catholic High School softball coach. In his time at GICC, he had a record of 185-100. Good luck to the team on their season.
Thanks for joining us for the Bulldog Sports Report. We'll see you next week.
And go Dogs!